The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, or NBAF, was left out of President Obama's budget proposal altogether last year. Manhattan was selected as the site for the $1.1 billion lab 5 years ago, and a total of $90 million has been appropriated so far for construction. But the Department of Homeland Security has balked at moving forward with construction until Congress commits to fully funding the project. Senator Pat Roberts thinks the department may now be ready to proceed with construction of the lab's $40 million central utilities plant.
Is there going to be a breakthrough? Yes, I think so. Around Thursday, there's going to be an announcement by the Department of Homeland Security that I think will be a good, we'll break the dam. We're going to have construction.
Ownership of the 45-acre site for the lab on a hill a short distance east of the K-State football stadium was recently transferred to the federal government. Roberts spoke to Kansas Public Radio Tuesday following a joint town hall meeting in Olathe with Senator Jerry Moran and Representative Kevin Yoder. I'm Brian Thompson.